Don't avoid walking under a ladder. Stay away from the black cat. Just listen to your rock show. Yes, hello everybody. Ewan Spencer here for your rock show on a rather auspicious day. Yes, it's Friday the 13th, and to take us through what we need to do to keep ourselves safe, we're going to start off with our good old friends, the Martians. WWW is not in the title, it's just rock.thepodcastcorner.com. I'm Ewan Spence. Be afraid.
This Friday coming, the 13th day, be not in this city, be many miles away. For on this Friday, the 13th run, lock up all its dear, for something wicked this way comes. Be not in the bus stops, be not on the mile, be not in the Kyle Gate, be not near St. Giles. Do not venture outside, nay, nor at the outside end. Don't even bother waking up, the Friday always wins. Flee, flee for your lives. There is nowhere to hide from. Fear, fear for your lives. And come this Friday, your luck is out. Dreams shall become nightmares, war, plague, famine, death and drought. Every lovely person shall suffer dreadful woe, especially the undeserving. Friday wills it so. Do not go out shopping, you do better to starve. Don't make food by chopping, if you chop yourself in half. Be hidden under covers in Swindon, London, Slough. Be anywhere on God's green earth except where you are now. Flee, flee for your lives. There is nowhere to hide from. Fear, fear for your lives.
Because if you do fear for your lives, and you get to Friday the 13th and you realise that you've got a really, 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 really bad stomach ache and you can't move anywhere out of bed, you can't do a rock show. Friday the 13th was definitely a Friday the 13th, but it doesn't matter. Rock is still here. I'm going to make sure we have this roughly weekly schedule if it kills me, which it just might. The Martians are good friends. You will have heard them many times on the podcast with their little epitome of Friday the 13th in Edinburgh. Right, as always, rock.thepodcastcorner.com. Between links to the websites, the MySpaces, the Facebooks, and all the profile pages of the bands that you hear in the show. If you like them, tell them you like them. If you really like them, buy some of their music. Let's go to New Jersey, specifically South New Jersey, and a band with a wonderful name, Sunday's Murder. Now, it's weird because some of the profiles don't have the apostrophe. Their MySpace does have the apostrophe, Sunday's Murder, the murder of the murder that belongs to Sunday. So still not quite sure on the grammar on this one, I have to say, but coming from me, that doesn't make much of a difference. But we're going to carry on with that sort of 13th theme just to tick us over, get through the weekend and into today. This is Horror from Sunday's Murder.
Sets us leaving without a trace. can say that she means it, but it would appear from the outside as much. And she sings that I fought too many places that I must have quit with, and this is neither the end or an open invitation to listen.
Sunday's Murder, they're singing The Horror. Love it, love it, love it, love it. And this is one of the things I continue to love about doing the rock show, finding all the new music and so on. It's finding little bands that have stories that are genuine, that have not been, you know, prepackaged to appeal to exactly 27.3 million people with the advertising purchase power of $27.19 that will see you through till Friday. Bless you, George Bailey. And I know it's not $27, but there's inflation on there. Rags and Ribbons, I'm going to take them next. Portland in Oregon, they describe themselves, like, two things that got me there. Their profile description on Twitter, which was alternative rock band playing melodic rock anthems driven by classically inspired piano. Right, gotta hear these guys. And also, just loving the fact that the Twitter feed, that the last two tweets I have for them is van purchase negotiating. Ah, this is intense! Followed by, we have a van! With the obligatory Y-Frog twig-peaked picture popping up of their van so they can go bouncing around. I mean, it's not much to look at. It's silver, it's got blacked out windows, it's a bit like a minibus. But they're happy, they're making music, they're doing something fun with their life. And one of the things they're doing is creating some awesome music, including this track called Even Matter. Rags and Ribbons.
Thank you.
even matters there from rags and ribbons. They've got a van. They might leave Portland and come to a town near you. So get in touch with them through the website. And you can find it at facebook.com/ragsribbons, or you'll find the link back at rock.thepodcastcorner.com. Same place you'll find the links to my email and the form to submit your band if you want to get yourself on the show. Get in touch. I'll have a listen and I shall let you know. It's as simple as that. Okay, two to go. Let's come out of America for a little bit. Let's head over to Sweden. And the delightful voice of Acetron in melodic rock. It is the solo project of Asa Jurgensson. Strange, a lot of people on my Eurovision, it's actually easier to pick up that certainly the work of what Acetron does. I mean, to be honest, it does sound like something that you'd see Janet Jameson starring. But there you go. Lots of guitar work, lots of fantastic vocals here. She plays all the instruments, multi-layer tracks. You want to get in touch with her, hit the website, acetron.com, and you'll be here. Far, far more music. We'll take just one track now, Love to Fight, and see if you like this one. I mean, it's weird. I'll just drop a second. Whoa, back up there, Charlie. It's like, I like all the stuff I play, stuff I like. You know, I hope you like it. And if you don't, you know, stick around, you know, because there'll be something else after, or there'll be something next week. But all of this music is wonderful to some people. And hopefully, you know, that's everybody who's listening. So that all told, let's go back to where it was, back on script. Love to Fight by Acetron. With a long lead in.
My baby's sailing right out the door. I'm hiding the truth, so I don't have a clue what the hell he's leaving for. I never paid too much attention to all the wrong things that I've said. But now that he's gone, the memories are strong and I can't get them out of my head. These thoughts in my head, but the truth never wants to bend. I know there are things I should have said and done, but now it's too late to begin. Because time waits for no one, not even a poor girl who never committed a sin.
Stops. Yes. Proper music just stops. Acetron there, as I said, out of Sweden, and a track there that has been spinning on my MP3 player for a long time. Okay. last track, one to go. What have we got to close off? Well, the band is called Antlered Man. It's a heavy rock band based out of Bermondsey in sort of the south and easty bit of London. And there's poetry in here, there's some wonderful lyrics, but there's a bit of punk edge in here. The language isn't particularly safe for work when you get to the end of the track, but if you forget about, you know, the sort of the actual word they're using and think about the lyrics and the phrasing and the melody that they're using, you know, these words fit the attitude of this song, they fit the music, they complement some wonderful guitar work as well. Their debut album is coming out. I've got the date in front of me and I can't hear it. There you go. Single is out on the 13th of February next month, and the album will be following later in March. They'll be heading on tour in the UK after that. There's just Antlered Man. It's just something I like about the name. There's something about the music, and it just all works, and that's probably the most important thing you can do. Not only that, but I just love the fact that this the track is called Platuno of Uno, which is just giggles.
Could find a conflict in the sweetest smile.
Disgusting us.
Man there, and you can invent a man if you're going to give him that sort of lyrical rhythm, and I will be quite happy to listen to him over and over again. Yes, Ewan Spence is always bringing you the show of all the great unsigned, unknown, unforbidden music kind of once a week. Hey, rock and roll goes along with my date is what diary as well. We're back again on Friday, at least that's what the diary says, as long as all the medical stuff keeps me on the straight and level. For now, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay in touch. I'll speak to you soon. Ciao.